You delicately open George Cassidy's notebook. On the first page, February 1926, is written in neat handwriting. Turning the pages, you notice that the journal is relatively recent, covering only a few months. The handwriting, initially neat and composed, becomes increasingly nervous with each entry. You begin to read, first page, dated February the 13th, 1926, intrigued by what Cassidy deemed important enough to record in this private journal. 02/13/1926. Today, during my walk around the island, I made an incredible discovery at low tide, a gold coin. Searching further, I found others, as well as pieces of metal and wood that could have come from a ship. Strange, we haven't been notified of any distressed ships recently, despite the lighthouse outage. I decided to start this journal specifically to document this treasure and any discoveries I might make about it. I want to keep an accurate record of all this. For now, I'm keeping it to myself. I don't want to tell the others at the lighthouse. 02/16/1926. The book on ancient coins I bought isn't teaching me much. I'll have to look elsewhere. I think I'll start by contacting a few antique dealers to get my treasure appraised. 02/20/1926. I've sent several letters to different antique dealers in the region. I'm eagerly awaiting their replies. I still haven't told my colleagues at the lighthouse anything. At first I thought about sharing, but now I want to keep it all for myself. 03/13/1926. I can't find any more coins. I must have collected them all. Michael keeps watching me, I'm sure of it. I trust my two colleagues less and less, especially since Michael arrived. I'm going to buy a pistol, just in case they try to take my hoard. 03/22/1926. Michael follows me with his eyes constantly, even during my morning walk around the island. Sam is trying to find out what's going on, but I'm certain they want to steal my treasure. The letters haven't yielded much, except for a certain Averill who might be interested. 04/03/1926. I'm convinced Sam deliberately broke the radio. I hardly sleep anymore. I don't want my treasure stolen during the night. I'm taking almost all the watches in the lighthouse now. Sam says he's fed up and wants to leave. He's notified the bosses on the mainland. 04/08/1926. This morning, during my usual walk, I finally found the opportunity to hide my hoard. I'm relieved that I bought that padlock a few weeks ago. It proved very useful. I was even able to put it on the metal hatch. I'm certain the others will never look for my treasure in that spot. It's perfect. No one will think to look there. I can finally breathe a little more freely, knowing my coins are safe. Now, I just need to stay vigilant and not let anything show. I must act normally, as if nothing happened, but at least I know my treasure is well protected. 04/12/1926. Sam apparently left us this afternoon. No one saw him go. He even left his paintings, which is not like him at all. I'm going to have dinner with Michael now to try and get some information out of him and understand why he's constantly watching me.